Marsh, I've got you down for 2 tickets.
2?
Yes, you and Neil.
Well, I don't know if Neil can get off that night, then.
No excuses now. I mean business. This has gone far enough. I've got 50 tickets to sell, and I'm going to sell them, or I'll know the reason why.
Why?
Why? Because you're all coming to see me acting this play. Dear, I've also got you down.
You said it. This whole thing's got me down.
You're going to buy 4.
4?
Yes. You'll take Betty, Carl, and Mr. Nell.
Oh, I see.
1, 2, or 6. I've got Laura down for 1. That's 7.
Laura?
Fancy getting $3 out of Laura.
Listen, Jane, why do you insist on selling these tickets around here? If you feel that you have to sell them, why don't you go out and canvass the neighborhood?
Listen, dear, isn't this for charity?
Yes.
Well, doesn't charity begin at home?
Oh, charity begins at home, I see.
Yes, it does.
Oh, yeah.
And I better tell Laura right away. I want to keep going home yet. Laura? Have you gone home yet? Well, I want to see you before you go.
Yes, I'll be right
here. Now, dear, no wise pass in front of her. Let me handle it.
Yes, yes.
But, Jane, you should expect Laura to hand out $3. That's a young fortune for her.
I know, but it's for charity, isn't it? And besides, she gets to see me act in this play.
Well, now, I don't think that's very charitable on your part, Jane.
What?
Well, I mean, making her see you act in that play, is that charitable now?
Are you going to start that again? Honestly, dear, sometimes...
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you act just like my mother used to when I was in that high school play. She acted just like you. She tried to make me drop out of it, but my mind was made up.
Oh, mind over mother, huh?
What?
I'm sorry, Marge.
Did you want to see me about something?
Oh, yes. Well, come here, Laura.
Yes.
Laura, you know about the hospitals there are in this town, don't you?
Hospitals?
Yes, you know all the hospitals they have here.
Was the dinner bad, man?
What?
Did somebody say?
Oh, please, Mark, I'm trying to explain something to her. Laura, nobody is sick.
Oh, that's nice, man.
Well, nobody here is sick, but there are sick people in hospitals. You know that, don't you?
Well, not personally.
Well, I'm not getting personal. Just listen to what I have to say.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, did you ever hear of a drive for a hospital?
In an ambulance?
Oh, isn't it beautiful?
Here, please. No, Laura. I mean, the hospitals need money. So how do they get it? Well, we're putting on a play. And the money they charge the people to come and see the play is given to the hospitals, you see?
Oh, yes, ma'am. That's nice.
Yes. So I have these tickets to sell, and I want you to buy one. It's for charity.
Oh, like a raffle or something.
Raffle?
I'll take a chance, ma'am.
You don't take a chance. I'm going to be in this play.
Yes, Mrs. Ace takes a chance.
Yes, I can. No, I don't. Oh, what are you telling her, dear? Will you two please leave the room?
Not me. I wouldn't miss this for the world.
Well, come back in the kitchen, Laura. I'll explain it in words of one cylinder. Come on.
No, Jane, don't do that. Finish it in here.
Why do you two keep interrupting?
Well, maybe I can help you. Laura, Mrs. A wants you to buy a ticket to see her in this play. The money goes for charity.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'd love to see you in a play, ma'am.
You would? Well, all right. Here's your ticket.
Oh, thank you, ma'am.
That's $3.
Yes, ma'am. $3.
Yes, only $3.
Well, I'm going to sit upstairs, ma'am.
Upstairs?
Yes, ma'am. Something for about a quarter.
A quarter? All the seats are $3.
Oh. Well, ma'am, I'm sorry, but I haven't got $3.
Well, you're going to have, aren't you?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Well, you can pay me then. When will you have it?
Well, when you... My social security doesn't start.
I don't think you've got the money to spare, Jane.
No, not right now, ma'am. I need every cent I make just to live on.
But you said you could take a seat for a quarter.
Well, for a quarter, yes, ma'am. I could be wrong.
Well, if you can afford a quarter, well, can't you pay me a quarter a week until you pay for the whole thing?
Well, no, ma'am. I don't think I could.
But you said you could afford a quarter.
Well, me and my tortoise, I cut out the beauty shop 1 week, but they're all over the beauty shop.
Oh, Jane, you better not bother her. She can't buy a ticket.
Oh, but I want her to see me in this twilight.
Oh, well, I'd like to see you, ma'am. Now, if they have seats in the balcony.
All the seats are $3. What kind of a play do you think this is? Acting for a quarter. Who ever heard of that?
Well, ma'am, I can see two pictures and Mickey Mouse and get some groceries for 15 cents.
Oh, that kind of acting. Look, Laura, I'll tell you what. Just forget about it. Maybe we can fix up a way to get you in to see Mrs. Bayfax when the time comes.
I'm a pass, you mean, Miss Marge?
A pass?
Yes, ma'am. And you ought to be able to get me a pass if you're going to be in the play.
Oh, well, maybe I can. I never thought of that.
Oh, thank you, ma'am.
You know what? Well, I don't know yet. I'll ask Mrs. Burnside. That's all, Laura. You can go now.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Laura. Well, I guess I better get her a pass. I'll make a note of that. I want her to see me. I guess I ought to treat her at that.
Yeah, so do you think that's treating her fairly?
What? Oh, my head has all the earmuffs of a dirty dig, and I'm not going to be the ghost around here anymore.
Oh, not even Hamlet's ghost?
No, nobody. Every time I start something, I get kidded all the time, and I don't like it. Now, look, you two. You pay attention too, Marge.
Oh, yes, teacher.
Now, if you two... Teacher. Oh, Marge, you're so insulting. Well, now, I'm not joking around. I'm serious about this. And I'm going to be very busy because between selling tickets for the play and acting in the play, I won't know if I'm going on horseback. So if you two will just please stop making fun of everything I do.
Oh, I'm not making fun.
Oh, Jane, we're not making fun of it.
Well, I don't tell you any more about it. Every time I mention that I'm going to act, I can see the tone in his eye when he says something about it.
You can see the tone in my eye.
Yeah, just like you just now said, treating her fairly. I know what it is. I can see what you're driving at. You think I can't act?
No.
Yes, you do. Well, you just wait and see.
Yes, it always then.
What sort of a play is it? Well, I don't know yet. First, I have to sell these tickets, and then the rehearsal starts.
Well, do you know what sort of a part you're going to play?
No, they didn't tell me, but I told them the kind of part I play best in sport clothes, I told them.
In sport clothes?
Yes.
All right, don't be so defiant about it.
Well, I'm just waiting for you to make one wise crack about that.
Oh, I won't, Jane.
Well, all right.
I think sport clothes will be fine for you.
Well, all right.
I think a track suit, running clothes, you know, for a quick getaway, I think.
Oh, now there he goes again. That's what I mean. Now, this is the last time. Either you don't mention the play again or just don't talk to me.
All right, Jane, I won't mention the play again.
All right. Let's change the subject.
Yeah. Right. Change the subject before this gets serious.
Well, that's just me. Jane, I hate to complain, but you know that we've had the same soup for dinner two nights in a row.
Yes, Jane, we had tomato soup twice this week.
Oh, yes, I meant to tell Laura about
that. I don't like to complain, Jane.
Oh, I don't mind, dear. I even like complaints about the dinner better than what you've been saying.
Well, then I want to register my complaint. I think tomato soup twice in a row deserves a complaint. Especially since we're going to have so much of it later on.
What do you mean later on?
Well, I mean next month or so.
Who said we're going to have so much soup for tomato soup next month?
Well, I imagine we will. We'll have to do something with them.
Something with what?
Just the tomatoes.
Uh-oh. What tomatoes?
The tomatoes they're going to throw at the play.
Oh, no. Now, there. I told you about that.
He's right. You shouldn't discourage her that way.
Oh, I'm not discouraged, Mars. Things like that don't discourage me. They just bounce off of me.
Well, not an overly right one, wouldn't
it? Oh, stop it. Oh, let him go on talking. It just goes in one ear.
Well, in the ear isn't so bad. It's when they splatter in the eyes.
Oh,
well,
wait till he sees me in the play, then the laugh will be on the other foot.
Oh, do I have to go to the play, Jane?
You have to. Do you mean to say that you're not going to buy these four tickets to see me out?
Well, I'd rather not, because why should I watch you make a spectacle of yourself trying to act?
Well, I'm just unspeakable. My own husband.
Oh, he doesn't mean it, Jane.
Oh, yes, he does. He's never even seen me yet, but he just knows I can't.
Well, I have a sort of a hunch.
Yeah, see? He just knows I can't. Oh, this is the last straw. All my life I've waited for this chance just to prove it to him. Nobody else, just to him that I can ask.
Oh, now, Jane.
Because why do I care what other people say? I just want him to see me, and he says he won't come.
Oh, I didn't know you felt so keenly about it, Jane. Honestly, now, wait a minute. Don't carry on like that.
No, it's too late now.
Oh, please, Jane. If you got your heart set on it like this, why, sure, I'll buy the ticket.
No, oh, honestly,
I will, Jane. Here, I'll give you the cash for him. Now.
My own
husband. Oh, here, Jane. Here, take it. I was only. Here's $12 for the ticket. There. Now, does this prove it?
Well, thanks. There. Now, is that acting or not?
What? You mean to say that you were only...
And for an encore, I'm going to work on you next, Mark.
Jane proves she can act. Now, if she can get herself a part in the play, as well as get rid of the rest of the ticket... Well, she has her hands full, as we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.